This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Joining the show, he covers the NFL for New York Post Sports, and that's Ryan Dunleavy. Ryan, it's Al Cintron on The Fan. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, Ryan. I'm going to ask a question about a guy I thought was out of my life forever, but he's not. Not yet. And that is Aaron Rodgers. What the hell is going on with Aaron Rodgers and the New York Giants?
I think everybody, including Russell Wilson, would love to know that answer. What it seems like, Al, is that Aaron Rodgers really wants the Vikings. It doesn't seem like the Vikings want Aaron Rodgers as much. You can use a dating analogy here where somebody wants somebody else more than the other person reciprocates those feelings. And he's going to wait as long as until the Vikings give him a definite no. And then he's going to either decide if he wants to retire, which I think is nonsense. I don't believe that for a second. And then he'll pick between the Steelers and the Giants. The Steelers obviously give him the better team and the better chance to win. The Giants probably give him more freedom to be Aaron Rodgers. So what matters more to him?
What kind of contract are we looking at with Aaron Rodgers, whether it's with the Steelers, whether it's with the Giants, or whether it's with the Vikings?
I don't think we've heard much about that. I would say you're probably looking at, you know, not top-end starter money, not, I don't think he's going to get the $55 million that Josh Allen just got, but he's not going to play.
God, no.
But he isn't going to play on a discount, Al. He isn't going to play for, you know, $10 million or something just out of the goodness of his heart because he's, you know, he's got a huge bankroll, or take a pay cut the way he did to go from the Packers to the Jets. He's going to get paid respectable starting quarterback money, whether that's, I don't know, this is just me, you know, piecing things together. This isn't a report source, but this is just me piecing things together. I would expect he's going to get somewhere between $30 and $40 million a year.
Wow. I was not expecting those numbers with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, Sam Darnold just got $33 million a year. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to humble himself to play for less than Sam Darnold?
I wouldn't touch him. If I'm the Giants, I don't know what I don't understand what Dable and Shane, they're willing to risk their jobs on the line to win what, 6 or 7 games and then be back in the same situation the following year with the draft for quarterback?
I mean, they're going to lose their jobs if they don't win 6 or 7 games. So this is why it's a messy, awkward, you know, probably shouldn't be situation, because John Mara brought them back and then in the next breath said, but we have to turn it around soon because I'm losing my patience. Well, when you hear that, what are you going to do? You're going to try to get as many wins as soon as possible. And Aaron Rodgers probably gives you the best bet to do that. So Yeah, I think they are. I think you're exactly what you said and kind of scoffed at is what they're going to try to do. Go from a 3-win team to an 8-win team and say, hey, look, look at what this quarterback did, whether it's Wilson or Rodgers, or look at what he did for neighbors. He's a real player. Look at what he did for our offensive line. They look better. Look at what he did for our defense. Suddenly looks better. So we have a good team if we have the right quarterback. So you just got to give us more time to find a young version of a good quarterback. So a good quarterback like Rodgers will make everybody look better, and then they'll be able to sell to John Mara, we have the right pieces in place. We just haven't been able to get our quarterback.
So the Giants are sitting at 3. Do they believe in any of these quarterbacks that was a franchise quarterback, whether it was Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders?
I think they believe in both of them. Now, most people in the NFL believe in Cam Ward. I mean, most people in the NFL would tell you, most teams would tell you Cam Ward is worthy of being the number one pick in most draft classes. Now, yes, he would have been number 4 probably in last year's exceptional quarterback draft. That's whatever. That's an exceptional quarterback class last year. Where would he have fallen in the Bryce Young, CJ Stroud draft, or where would he have fallen in the draft, the Trevor Lawrence draft? He might have been 2, you know, like it just depends on the class. To just put him 4th last year, well, yeah, those 3 guys might be all 3 all-time quarterbacks. So I think most people in the league would tell you that in most years, Cam Ward is worthy of being the number one pick. The league is totally divided on Shedeur Sanders. Anybody tells you there's a consensus, there's not. Some people would tell you he should be the number 2 pick. Some people would tell you he's not even the number 2 quarterback. So there's a wide range. I believe that the Giants have people in the building who would tell you that he is worthy of the number 2 pick and would tell you that. And there's probably some people in the Giants building who would tell you he's the number 1 quarterback ahead of Cam Ward. So I think when they're on the clock, when they're having their discussions over the next couple weeks, I think there will be very strong Shedeur Sanders advocates for the number 3 pick, and I think there'll be very strong Shedeur Sanders detractors, and ultimately it'll be on Joe Shane to make the biggest decision he's had to make since he botched the Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones franchise tag, on whether to listen to the people who believe in Sanders or believe in not, because I think he'll be there at 3.
Talk with Ryan Dunleavy, he covers the NFL for the New York Post Sports. I love Shedeur Sanders. I think in the NFL, you want a quarterback, a young quarterback that's not afraid in the pocket, that'll stand there, get hit in the mouth, which he did a lot at Colorado, and deliver the ball passing over 70% completion rate, and he elevated all the receivers around him. For me, Cam Ward, yes, more athletic, more mobile, but he holds onto the ball way too much for my liking.
Yeah, I think that's a good scouting report of him. He's tough is the number one thing people say. Well, part of the reason he's tough is he holds on the ball. He took like 90-something sacks over the last 2 seasons. That's not all on the offensive line. That's something people say about Russell Wilson. He holds on to the ball way too long, and that's one of the reasons he takes huge sacks. It's not just he's had a bad line in Seattle and Denver and Pittsburgh. No, eventually that's on you, buddy. So I think that's certainly part of Shedeur Sanders' game. I think that can be coached out of you. He's incredibly accurate. I think that is a strength. Doesn't have great arm strength. Is not, you know, his father in terms of an athlete. So you're not going to get these like off schedule plays that are all the rage in the NFL since Patrick Mahomes, that Cam Ward does bring you a level of broken down play creativity. I think there are pluses and minuses to Shedeur's game. And that's why people are talking about him as like, you know, a first round pick, but not a lock to be the number 2 pick. Like in a normal year, if the Giants weren't 3 and desperate, like I don't think anybody would argue with Shedeur Sanders going like 10th overall, but that's just not how quarterbacks work when teams are desperate.
No, dude, I like Shedeur Sanders. Like I said, I would take him. He's, to me, he's the number 1 quarterback in the draft. I like his moxie. I like his swag. I love his confidence. And that's what you want in a young quarterback in the league. I thought it would be smart for the Giants. Forget Aaron Rodgers. Bring in a vet the same way Washington had Mariota and Daniels and let him earn the job. If he comes, you come into camp, if Sanders wins the job or Ward, then the fan base is excited. If he doesn't win it out the camp, the vet comes in. We see how the vet does it. And halfway through the season, like Kurt Warner and Eli Manning, if they're 2-6, 3-5, pull the plug and then bring the young quarterback in to start the rest of the season. And then you get a second burst of excitement from the fan base.
I don't think you're wrong about that. I don't think that's a bad idea. I actually probably, I don't know this, but I think that probably would have been their plan if they had the number one pick in the draft. I think they probably would have done the Marcus Mariota, Andy Dalton, Gardner Minshew option because they would know they're going to get their rookie of choice, whether it's Ward, who most people think, or Sanders, who you seem to think is the best one. I don't know who I think is the best one yet, but point being, they would bring in a journeyman guy, just another guy, a guy who was known in the league for being a good teacher. They can't really do that, Al, because they're rightfully panicked that they could get boxed out of both quarterbacks. It happened to them last year when they were at 6. The Titans could take Ward, the Browns could take Sanders, and they're not going to take Jackson Dart at third. I keep hearing people say that it's not going to happen. So they could get boxed out of one of those two guys, have to pick like a second or third round quarterback, and then you have like Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers and Gardner Minshew, you're getting fired by October. Like that's happening. So that's why they're going full press for Aaron Rodgers or for Russell Wilson or for somebody better than the Minshews or the Jameis Winstons or those guys, because there's a real fear that they're not going to get their desired rookie. And so you better have a veteran who can get you through, who can do more than just, you know, teach, who can actually play.
If the Giants take Jackson Dart at 3, everyone should be fired on the spot. Everyone Correct. Should be fired on the spot. To me, you see Kenny Pickett, that's who Jackson Dart is in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett went like 20th or something. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think he's a first round pick. He's not the number 3 pick. And it doesn't even matter. Like, Al, it doesn't even matter. Like, you have two generational kind of players. Abdul Carter could be a Miles mm-hmm. Garrett type player, and Travis Hunter is somebody we've never seen before. He could be Malik Nabers as a receiver, and he could be Champ Bailey as a corner. He could be a Hall of Famer on either side of the ball. So, like, if you told me you had to pick one of those two, quarter Shador or Ward over him, okay, to reach and take a guy like Jackson Dart over him, you're right. That would be criminal. I can't believe anybody would do that. Maybe if it was an all-around bad draft, but if one of those two guys falls in your hands, you obviously take those guys and worry about trading into the back half of the first. Trade 34 and something else to get up to 23 and take whoever your third quarterback is.
Yeah, Travis Hunter, to me, is the generation. That's the guy in this draft. I love what he does. Both sides of the ball. He played over 80-something percent of the plays in college. He won't do that in the NFL, but I do think he'll play more than 50% of the plays, especially on the offensive side of the ball. They have packages for him in the red zone, you know, final drive before the half, final draft drive at the end of the game if it comes down to one score. I just think what he brings to the table, he's the unicorn of the NFL.
I agree with you, and I think the Giants, a lot of teams see him as defense first. I believe the Giants see him as defense first. But, yeah, what's going to be the separating factor is, does one team see him as 10% of the offense or 50% of the offense or 80% of the offense? I think that your plan sounds right. I would start him as my, you know, full-time starting corner, and I'd have third down and red zone and what we call high leverage play packages for him and try to get him whatever it is, 7-8 touches a game on the offensive side of the ball and let him go from there.
Two more things on the Giants. Do you think what percentage would you give it that they trade up from the 3 to get up to 1?
If it's available to them, 100%. I've been saying that since January. I think that was a large piece of the plan that they sold, was that they were going to be able to get their top choice at quarterback. Problem is, actions speak louder than words, and I really don't care what the Titans GM is saying. The Titans haven't gone hard after any free agent quarterback. They weren't hard in the Darnold. They're not in this Rodgers sweepstakes. They're not making any kind of move at quarterback. So they're not going to go with Will Levis. It's just not happening. So their plan has to be to draft Cam Ward. Or I guess you could say Shador, but the word is that they prefer Cam Ward. So their plan would have to be to draft a quarterback. number one overall. They can entertain trades all they want. They can talk about their love of Abdul Carter, but their actions through the first 2 weeks of free agency say, our plan is a rookie quarterback. That's why we're not obsessing over getting a veteran. If they had signed Sam Darnold, I would have said they're trading the first pick. They haven't done anything at quarterback through a week. They're obviously not trading the first round pick to me.
Yeah, they beefed up their offensive line to protect a young rookie quarterback. So I think they're, I think they're taking a rookie quarterback number one. How Daboll and Shane would it be if Russell Wilson says, screw this, I'm not waiting around anymore, I'm out. Joe Flacco signs someplace else. Aaron Rodgers goes someplace else. And now the Giants are there holding what?
Yeah, no. I mean, if somehow they lost both those guys, that would be a disaster. I don't know if I see Joe Flacco and Russell Wilson going somewhere else. Yeah, they are playing with fire that Russell Wilson is their plan B. Everybody knows this. They are playing with fire that Russell Wilson could, the Steelers could say we're taking him. The Browns could say we're taking him. The Titans could say we're taking him. Russell Wilson could just say, you know, I've done too much in my career. I'm a 10-time Pro Bowler. I've done too much in my career to be treated as anybody's plan B. This is insulting to me. I'm not coming here. Like, they are playing with fire by not just signing Russell Wilson yesterday. When he was in the East Rutherford. I don't think they have to worry about Joe Flacco. Mm. And I think if you ask them, I think if you gave some people in the building truth serum, I don't know that they think that at this career there's a huge difference between Joe Flacco and Russell Wilson. Rodgers is their plan A. Bill Wilson is their plan B. I don't know that they think there's a huge difference.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Between plan B and plan C.
How would you grade the Giants free agency so far?
Well, I mean, on a curve because they don't have a quarterback. So, I mean, I would say this. The moves they've made, I like. I would give the moves they've made a B+. But you have to drag that down because we're a week in and they don't have a quarterback. So, like, I can't. An incomplete is the best I could do. Because they don't have a quarterback. So, like, none of it matters if they end up with Joe Flacco as their quarterback. So, but the moves they've made, I like. They built a good secondary. Yeah, those two guys are ball hawks. They've addressed the defensive line. I think they still need to in a deep draft. I wish they had done more on the offensive line. That's why I can't give them an A. I think they missed out on a chance to get a good right guard. But they have built depth on the offensive line. Holland, I think, is a good player who could be a leader here for a while. Adebo, is a man corner who's going to be asked to play zone. That worries me a little bit. But they got young, and they addressed their main positions of need. So I'd say they got a B. I'll give them a B plus for what they've done with an incomplete on the offensive side. They haven't addressed the offense at all. They had the 31st ranked offense in the NFL, and they brought everybody back.
Yikes. And now on to the Jets. Do you agree what the Jets did, Aaron Glenn and the new GM ripping the Band-Aid off and saying peace out to Aaron Rodgers?
I agree with it. It's clear that Aaron Glenn is going to be the face of this franchise for the time being. The head coach is going to be the face of the franchise. He's the voice that he's a very commanding, in charge, my way or the highway type personality. So if that's how you're going to be, you can't have Aaron Rodgers, because as long as Aaron Rodgers is here, he's the face of the franchise. He's the voice everybody listens to. You know, insert joke about him being the assistant GM last year. So I agree with it if that's how you want to run it. But Aaron Glenn is setting himself up. Every time he talks, he says, you know, this isn't a rebuild. We're here to win now, win now, win now. Well, I mean, if you're here to win now, you let go of Aaron Rodgers and you sign Justin Fields. No one would tell you that's a win now upgrade. So I do think he's setting his fans up a little bit as like, we're going to win now. Well, what are you going to win now? You're going to win 7 games now. That's what you're going to win with Justin Fields. So I do think from a culture standpoint, starting fresh from Aaron Rodgers makes sense. But if you were trying to win big, then you got worse at the most important position.
Speaking of 7, the Jets sit at 7, correct? So do you see them moving up in the draft at all?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a draft you move. I don't think it's a draft that teams are going to be looking to move down at the top, because it's either like you're going to take one of those two quarterbacks or you're going to take one of the three premier players. So Carter, Hunter, and the defensive tackle, Mason Graham from Michigan, I would think will be the first three prospects taken off the board that aren't quarterbacks. And I don't know that any team is going to trade out of those guys, because once, you know, like if the Titans or the Browns were to trade to the Jets, who are you taking at 7? You better get a haul to go to 7, because you just gave up those three prospects and now you're taking somebody who's definitely worse. So I don't think they'll trade up, because I don't think they'll have a partner willing to trade down to 7. And really, I think 7 kind of fits where they need. The Jets need pass catchers on this team in the worst way. And where most mock drafts, including my own, would fall, the seventh-ish best prospect would be either the tight end, Kyler Warren from Penn State, or one of the receivers. To me, it's the big milling kid from Arizona. Some people like the Texas kid Golden, who flew at the combine. But to me, one of those pass catchers at 7 is a good value.
Yeah, I like McMillan. If he ends up a Jet and you have him and Wilson, that's a nice young pairing right there. Talking to Ryan Dunleavy, covers the NFL for New York Post Sports. If Shedeur Sanders is sitting there at 7, do the Jets take him or do they pass on him?
This is just me guessing. I don't have any intel into that. I got to be clear. I would say if he was sitting there at 7, that they would have their phone lines open to see if anybody else wanted him. And then my guess, I just don't know if they like him or not. My guess would be they would take him, but that's just me guessing. I don't really have any intel at all into whether the Jets like Shedeur Sanders, because I don't expect him to be there at 7. So,
see, with Justin Fields signing with the Jets, I thought it was a winning signing. If you find your franchise quarterback, you know, guys have gone from one team to another and succeeded. It's happened with Ryan Tannehill. Everybody thought his career was dead. He, you know, was rejuvenated going to Tennessee. If it's a bad first season with Justin Fields, you could just rip the Band-Aid off and move on. If Justin Fields has a good season, solid season, maybe, just maybe, you found a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Tannehill. There's three examples in the NFL right now that everybody talks about that have rejuvenated this idea. Like 5 years ago, this thing didn't exist. Like once a team wrote you off, you were pretty much like cast as a backup quarterback for the rest of your life. But Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, and Baker Mayfield have given new life to that idea. Like, you can be a journeyman quarterback who is still in your 20s and finds it. And, you know, you have the right coaching. Now, the thing is, those guys all went to, like, established quarterback geniuses like Kevin McConnell or Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. I did a story, so I know a little, but, like, no one really knows much about Tanner Engstrand. You know, last time he called plays was at the University of San Diego, not San Diego State, the University of San Diego, an FCS school. So, the last time he was an offensive coordinator was in the XFL, and the head coach was calling plays. So, like, who knows? He might be the next Ben Johnson. He learned under Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson was out of work for a couple years. So, like, you can be a guru who comes from nowhere. You don't have to be, you know, a boy genius Sean McVay who, worked his way up, like, in an instant. But no one knows what Engstrand is. So, like, if Engstrand's a genius, then, yeah, I think Justin Fields is going to suddenly look really good. And if Engstrand's just a guy, Justin Fields is going to look like he looked his whole career.
Two more from me. How would you grade the Jets free agency so far?
Who, like a C? Like, for the reasons we just mentioned, I like the Fields signing. It's a high-risk, low-reward kind of move. Him and Tyrod play the same kind of game, so, like, if one got hurt, you don't have to totally rip up the offense. He is, like you said, there's high upside there. So I like the field signing. The rest of their move, and I like the local kid, the safety Andre Sisco coming home. I was surprised he only got a one-year deal. I know guys who have coached him in the past who say he's a really intelligent player who picks things up quickly. So I like that signing at a position they needed. The rest of the Jets signings are like, who is this guy? Like, I cover the NFL, and there's a lot of names the Jets have signed where I am like, I don't even recognize this name. So I guess that they're, you know, being smart and selective and looking for value. But again, Aaron Glenn, every time he talks, says this is a win-now team. This is not a team that went out and made a lot of win-now moves. And I get it. Like, their priority should be, they have a lot of young talent. Their priority should be locking up Garrett Wilson, locking up Sauce Gardner, locking up Breece Hall. That they should spend their money on their own guys before they spend it on other team guys.
Now to everybody's favorite local quarterback, former local quarterback, and that's Daniel Jones going to Indianapolis. I think, and with, you know, he has young weapons at wide receiver. He's got an all-world running back in Jonathan Taylor. In a weak division, I think he's going to win the starting job, and I think he's going to do well in Indianapolis.
I think he's going to win the starting job. He is the anti-Anthony Richardson.
Yes.
So, like, anything you say about Anthony Richardson, the opposite is true of Daniel Jones. So, like, the word from Indianapolis is that Anthony Richardson is not a first guy in, last guy out, hard worker. We saw him pull himself from a game last year. Daniel Jones is the total opposite of that, okay? He is the most committed athlete. He struggled a lot here. I never found a teammate in 6 years who said a bad thing about Daniel Jones. Commitment, work ethic, etc. Anthony Richardson has a raw talent coming out his ears. I don't think Daniel Jones is very good, so I never thought he was very good. He doesn't process well. He makes a lot of turnovers. He gets injured a lot.
Yep.
So I do think he will win the job because I think he's most coaches' dream, when, you know, 6 days a week and, you know, 9 months a year. But on Sundays, you know, it doesn't click. So I don't think he'll play particularly well, but I do think he will win the starting job.
I heard the same thing about Anthony Richardson from a former Indianapolis Colt legend, that Anthony Richardson is lazy, doesn't put in the work. And the fact that he quit on the team, took himself out when he wasn't injured, that was the end of that. That was that. And he went number four.
Yeah, raw talent coming out the ears. I mean, he's got a cannon. He built like a Mack truck. Like, there's a lot of things to like about him from a, like, scouting combine perspective. But then you put him in a building and ask him to lead guys, and it doesn't work for everybody. Everybody will rally behind Daniel Jones. That is just a fact. They will, the teammates will love him. His coaches will love him. And then he'll throw a pick in a close game and you'll be like, oh, what is he doing?
Ryan, great stuff. Thanks for joining the show. I appreciate it, brother.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Ryan Dunleavy, who covers the NFL for New York Post Sports.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.